The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. How you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Doorbell camera records Amazon driver following unusual instructions. UPI story, Delaware woman's doorbell camera footage of an Amazon delivery driver complying with her son's, quote-unquote, additional instructions for delivery, which included shouting abracadabra and then running away. True story. Lynn Staffieri said her 13-year-old son Jacob had ordered a package from Amazon and left a message for the driver in the section that asked, "Do we need additional instructions to find this address?" And the boy had written, "No, but knock on the door three times and scream abracadabra as loud as you can and then run super fast away." Super fast away. And the doorbell camera footage actually shows the woman delivering the package to the front doors of the Magnolia home, knocking three times, and then shouting the magic word and running quickly back to her truck. Staffieri wrote in a Facebook post, "Thank you to this great Amazon delivery woman. Apparently my youngest son had put some additional instructions for delivery, and she went along with it. Made us smile, even though my son should not have done that, so I do apologize for that. I do appreciate that the driver looks closely enough at the instructions, though, because I know a lot of people wouldn't." Well, she ought to get a bonus, I'd say, just for the sheer humor of it in these troubled times, huh? Oh, how are you, folks? Welcome to this edition of the show. As always, great to have some time to talk together on the issues of the day, as we call them. We continue our efforts to try to wrap up our campaign with Save the Children, and it's a big campaign. We'll give you the update on that a little later on, but I want to thank those of you who have been considering it and have been giving. We appreciate that. Legal experts from the Heritage Foundation are making the point that last week's ruling by the Supreme Court preventing the Trump administration from pulling the plug on the unlawful and unconstitutional DACA program was, in the words of some of the experts, a major mistake. And in fact, they argue it will encourage more unlawful executive action. A Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans von Spakovsky will join me in just a few minutes to talk about it. Actually, toward the end of the hour, last half of the hour, we'll talk with Hans about that. Also, we'll revisit a conversation we had earlier last week. Since we're on the subject of the Supreme Court, this story was Supreme Court goes rogue on sex discrimination. Of course, that's that incredible decision, that 6-3 decision we talked about last week. And one of the experts we discussed it with was Peter Sprigg, who is Senior Fellow for Policy Studies at FRC. So we're going to share that conversation coming up in a bit as well. Next hour, we have been doing as much as we possibly can on a regular basis with such organizations as 21 Wilberforce to focus in on the religious persecution and outright suffering of the suffering church, if you will, the persecuted church all over the world, but with special focus, and rightly so right now, on the country of Nigeria, Africa's largest country, I think in terms of landmass, certainly in terms of population, 190 million people there, Christians being slaughtered there as in no other part of Africa, and that's not to say other parts, it's not happening as well, but a major, if you will, Holocaust or religious genocide against Christians, I think is a way of putting it, in Nigeria. Stephen Enata is the president of ICON, and they've done a study, which is going to be released, I think, in July, called Nigeria's Silent Slaughter, Genocide in Nigeria. And Stephen will join us in the next hour to talk more about that story. And to, you know, the big question, of course, well, there's several. One is, it seems that this Buhari government is complicit at least in that it will not move to stop this awful genocide and has failed to do so for years. In addition to that, we would say that there must be some ways that we as outsiders can raise our voices as well, and including our own American government. So Stephen, by the way, is a contributing member of the Alliance for Peace Building. He's also the children minister of Fairview Baptist Church in Jonesboro, Georgia, but he is the executive president of ICON, which is the International Committee on Nigeria, and he'll join us at the top of next hour to bring us up to date on this latest. I think the study's gone on for about a year, and it's now just been concluded, and the results will be released fully and officially, I think, in July. But we're going to give you a kind of a heads up on it coming up in the next hour. Also next hour, another revisit of a conversation from last week that I feel is worth our going back to visiting once again. The true plight of Black Americans. It's a conversation we had with Dr. Walter E. Williams, and we'll be talking about that as well next hour. And then, of course, we have only this week, basically, to wrap up our campaign with Save the Children. And last, I don't have the final totals from the weekend so far in from Save the Children, but I know from what little bit I'm seeing, we're not anywhere near where we need to be. Our goal is a very sizable goal of $33,600. We'll give you a total update as that comes in later on from Save the Children, hopefully before the show's over this afternoon. But right now, I want to thank Frederick in Gaithersburg for a $50 gift, Catherine in Columbia for a $70 gift, $100 gift from Hayward in Washington. Those are some of the ones they let us know have come in most recently, but as I say, we still have quite a bit of work to do, and this is a program to feed children who ordinarily would, throughout the United States, get their food on a daily basis through our school lunch program and our summer programs. As I'm already becoming redundant now, you know those programs are long gone by the boards because of COVID-19, but guess what? The kids still are hungry. They still need the food. So we've been inviting you to help us provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for as many of these children as we can with your gift toward that $33,600 goal. So if you haven't done something but can, we hope you will at 888-884-4836. I mean, a $100 gift, a $500 gift, a $1,000 gift, whatever you can give, going to make a difference with these dear children when you make the call. 888-884-4836. And if you prefer, just go online, WAVA.com, click on the Save the Children banner, or just enter the keyword children. That'll take you right to the donor page. You can make your gift there. Stay with us. We'll be back with more in a moment here on The Don Crow Show.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM. And hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
I did this weird thing as a kid. I would fall asleep with my blanket completely over my head, with only my mouth and nose poking out the side. I guess I liked the protection that the blanket offered, while still being a fan of breathing. I think a lot of us are feeling that way today, juggling how to handle the protection that our homes give us with the desire to get out and breathe a little bit. At our Faith and Family Mortgage Team, we don't have the end answer on how to best handle our current world, but we are pretty good at mortgages. If you're thinking of getting out and making that new home purchase you've been dreaming about, our company's Direct Lender Advantage can often get you a lower rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Or, if you decided to hunker down at home a bit longer and want to use that time and some of your home equity to do some sweet home upgrades, our Direct Lender Advantages may help with that too. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charge may be higher over life of the loan.
Hey, it's Norm with A-Action Home Services. I just wanted to take a moment and praise our plumbers for the clean and meticulous work that they do. They have a rough and oftentimes dirty job, but they're always able to do it with a smile. So if you have a water leak, a toilet that doesn't work, old faucets you'd like replaced, or even a new water heater you'd like installed, I'm happy to send out one of our master plumbers. Just give us a call at 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. Or you can reach us online at aactionhomeservices.com.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The definition of normal is conforming to a standard. Well, the standards for roofing companies have changed. What do customers need? You want to feel safe. New Look is offering both virtual and on-site roofing estimates, utilizing best practices by distancing and wearing protective gear. You worry about costs. We've dropped our pricing to the lowest possible point and created unique financing programs that allow you to pay for your roof when you're ready. Sometimes you could use a little extra help. We continue to give out $1,000 support vouchers to customers in need. At New Look, we only know one normal: to exceed customer expectations at all times. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Just a normal roofing company, right?
For those who love contemporary Christian music, CCM Magazine is a must-read. Explore the latest redemptive music and the culture it impacts by starting your subscription today. Visit ccmmagazine.com.
Now streaming on salemnow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad is a very funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis who becomes an overnight social media phenomenon, only to turn away from God and his family. But when he's confronted with a newfound friendship and the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
Some of these things I just can't fix without some sort of direction. And I'm finding it right here in the Bible.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce, as well as Grammy singer, YouTube star Jamie Grace, and War Room's Karen Abercrombie. It will inspire you to find the life-changing value of the Bible.
Watch Selfie Dad at salemnow.com and use promo code WAVA to save 20%. That's salemnow.com, promo code WAVA.
The following program was heard recently here on The Don Crow Show and has been recorded for rebroadcast at this time. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. I suspect a sense of anger, frustration, maybe even a sense of betrayal may be growing among a lot of Americans toward the members of the, well, some members at least, of the Supreme Court this week. 6-3 vote. As you know, the High Court, really in blatant contradiction of its constitutional prerogatives, decided to turn itself, as Samuel Alito said, into a legislative body by rewriting Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And we're going to talk about it right now. As a matter of fact, Russell Moore, president of the public policy arm of Southern Baptist Convention, predicts a seismic implication to all of this, probably going to set off years of lawsuits for religious organizations. But joining us with his own insights, Peter Sprigg. He's senior fellow of policy studies at the Family Research Council. Always good to talk with you, Peter. Thank you for the time today.
Thank you, Don.
Talk about, if you would, this incredible move by the High Court. Did anybody, especially on the conservative side, see any of this coming, or did this hit them as shockingly as it has us average Americans?
Well, you know, I think we sense that this decision could go either way. But if you had asked me to predict, I would have said there was about a 60% chance that it would go in favor of our position, the more conservative position. And so the fact that it went against, not just the fact that it went against us, but the fact that both Chief Justice Roberts and the new Trump-appointed Justice Neil Gorsuch went the wrong way on this decision, with Justice Gorsuch writing the opinion, was a bit of a surprise and a huge disappointment.
Now, as I understand it from you and others who've already written on this just in the last couple of days, this is a matter of going back to the 1964 Civil Rights Act, Title VII, and the segment dealing with basic discrimination against certain classes and groups. And it's really the court itself has done what Congress would be expected to do. It's simply gone in and rewritten that Civil Rights Act.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's what Justice Alito said right at the beginning of his dissent, his very powerful dissent. He basically said, this is not a judicial opinion. This is a work of legislation. Unfortunately, legislation is not within the constitutional powers of this court. So the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which is best known for having prohibited employment discrimination based on race, actually included some other categories: race, color, national origin, religion, and sex was a protected category as well, meaning I think it's obvious to most people that the meaning as it was understood in 1964 when that was passed, was that you could not fire a woman for being a woman, and you could not fire a man for being a man. It was about biological sex. It had nothing to do with sexual orientation. Certainly had nothing to do with gender identity, which, as Justice Alito points out, would have been a concept that wouldn't have even had any meaning to people in 1964. Justice Gorsuch makes the argument that, well, you cannot discriminate based on sexual orientation or gender identity without taking into account a person's sex. But that's different. That's not what the statute says. It says that the discrimination has to be because of sex, and sex is different from gender identity and sexual orientation. I want to emphasize that this is, it's not about, it shouldn't be about the justice's personal opinions of whether this type of discrimination is a good idea or a bad idea. The question is only whether this law, which was passed in 1964, has already prohibited it. And I think it's plain that the answer was no, but unfortunately that's not what the majority of the court said.
Now, from your writing that I've read briefly, you and, in fact, your colleague as well, Tony Perkins, have written briefly on this as an initial response, and you indicate this is certainly not the end of the battle by a long shot, but as I quoted Russell Moore just at the outset, this may open a long season of litigation on the part of religious groups and other nonprofits. Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. I mean, and Justice Gorsuch even sort of acknowledged that, but said those issues are not before us today. Whereas Justice Alito said, you know, it's basically irresponsible of the court not to consider the implications, the logical implications of its ruling. So, you know, will this apply to religious organizations? The answer to that question is unclear. Will it apply to sex-separated facilities such as bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms? The answer to that is also unclear, although it's undoubtedly the LGBT activists will say, well, if you discriminate, if you don't allow people access to the facility on the basis of their gender identity, that is a form of discrimination based on gender identity, which in turn, according to this decision, is sex discrimination and thus already illegal. So, but that's an unanswered question. This has come, the issue of so-called discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity has arisen in other contexts as well. This decision is only about employment. It has arisen in the context of health care, and the Department of Health and Human Services just last Friday issued a rule basically reaching the opposite conclusion from the Supreme Court, saying sex discrimination does not include sexual orientation and gender identity. It's an issue in the context of education, and kind of as a subset of that, it's specifically been an issue with respect to sports and athletic competition. Does this mean that men who identify as women are allowed to compete against women, and that it's discrimination if they aren't? That's what LGBT activists claim, but that would basically destroy the legitimacy of women's sports. It's not clear what the impact of this decision will be on that, but as you said, it will undoubtedly open a new rounds of litigation over all these issues, and this decision will give a precedent that the LGBT activists will certainly cite in support of their arguments in those cases.
Among the other things that you've also extracted from Alito's remarks, employers could be forced to cover treatments, surgeries not deemed medically necessary, and as well, religious employers are going to find themselves caught in the crossfire issues regarding operating their churches or their nonprofit organizations. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. So Title VII of the Civil Rights Act says there cannot be discrimination it doesn't just say you can't fire somebody or refuse to hire somebody because of these protected categories. It says that there cannot be discrimination in any of the terms or conditions of employment. So undoubtedly, LGBT activists will say that applies to the health insurance that is provided by your employer, for example. They argue that refusing to pay for gender reassignment surgery is discrimination based on gender identity. We argue, as you indicated, that this is not a medically necessary procedure. There's actually no scientific evidence that it improves anyone's mental or physical health. And therefore, that will undoubtedly be an area where there will be conflict. And there will be a conflict about whether this whole raft of issues applies to religious employers. Now, in the Civil Rights Act, one of the protected categories is religion. But in that law, it also was specified by Congress that religious employers were allowed to discriminate on the basis of religion. Otherwise, it would be kind of an irrational outcome where people with a specifically religious purpose would be required to hire people who opposed that religious purpose. Now, the question will undoubtedly arise whether people on our side will argue that being religious organizations are free to hire people who agree with the tenets of their religion, and that those tenets include certain beliefs and practices with respect to human sexuality. It's unquestioned that that will be challenged by LGBT activists who will say, your sexual orientation and gender identity is part of who you are. It's not a matter of what you believe. So these are where there will be undoubtedly conflicts for years to come.
Quick final question, quoting you just toward the end of your piece. Sadly, the court has yet again usurped congressional power to achieve a desired policy goal, which Congress has repeatedly refused to implement and which is detrimental to society. My question is there recourse of any sort now to go back to Congress, someone to initiate an effort to undo this in a due process sort of way within the purview of Congress's own business, acknowledging the court has really legislated when it ought not and that this is the way to correct it?
Yes, and that's an important point to make. And in fact, there's still discussions underway about what form that would take. I think it would be helpful if your listeners would contact their senators and members of Congress and say, you need to reverse this, because this decision was not a matter of constitutional interpretation. It was not saying the Constitution requires this. This was a matter of statutory interpretation, how the court interprets a law that was passed by Congress. If Congress disagrees with that interpretation, they can just pass a new law and saying this is not how you should interpret it, and override the decision made by the Supreme Court in this case. They can't do that in a constitutional decision. It would take a constitutional amendment. But here, it would only take a statute passed by Congress. So by all means, your listeners should encourage their members of Congress to take action to correct this error that was made by the Supreme Court.
Obviously, we have our work cut out for us, Peter. Let's talk more about this in days ahead.
I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Peter Sprague, Senior Fellow for Policy Studies at Family Research Council. You can check their work out at frc.org, frc.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. When a Moroccan woman named Latifa came to know Christ, her husband gave her an ultimatum: give up your faith or I will divorce you. Latifa chose her faith, and her husband kept his promise. During the divorce proceedings, the court refused to require her husband to pay child support because of Latifa's Christian faith. Now she that her children will come to know Christ, and God will provide for their needs. Pray also for her husband, that God will soften his heart and bring him to salvation.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for the persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place. The film about Corrie ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and the original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes, true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Pohle, one of Corrie's teens in the resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at salemnow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. With the coronavirus outbreak, it's critically important to wash your hands thoroughly, not touch your face, and practice social distancing. If you're a parent, it's also important to help your children cope with the stress and fear an event like this can bring. So remain calm, explain to your family all you're doing to protect them, and finally, slow down and enjoy your family's time together by having some fun. Remember, together we'll get through this.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In the district, watch for the accident on DC 295 northbound at Eastern Avenue in the right lane. Traffic jam from Burroughs Avenue. Southbound is slow from Burroughs Avenue to Pennsylvania Avenue. And you will find slow-going traffic on 95 southbound from the Beltway out towards Quantico with an earlier vehicle fire there cleared away. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Michelle Murray with traffic on WAVA.
We'll have a shower or heavy thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise partly cloudy and humid. Storms can bring flash flooding and damaging winds. Tonight's low 72. Hot tomorrow with times of clouds and sun, a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, the high 91. A shower or thunderstorm tomorrow evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and humid, the low 74. Less humid Wednesday with times of clouds and sun and a high of 87. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The Von Crow Show on WAVA. Well, as you know, U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled against the Trump administration's move to end DACA, as it's called, the Deferred Action of Childhood Arrivals, which had, as many have tried to point out, been unlawfully and unconstitutionally established during the Obama administration. High Court based its 5-4 decision on the claim that the Trump administration had not adequately justified its call to end the program. In one of the 4 dissenting votes, Justice Samuel Alito said the program was, quote, unlawful from the start, and that alone was sufficient to justify its termination. Joining us to talk more about it and much more about the High Court's ill-conceived ruling, sadly, my own view is that seems to be becoming a habit with this court, Hans von Spakovsky, manager of Election Law Reform Initiative, senior legal fellow at the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. He's also co-author of some books. John Fund and he wrote together Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. And Obama's enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department. And, of course, many of you also know the president appointed him to the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity in 2017. Hans, always good to have you on the show, my friend. Welcome. And first, for those who really may not know what DACA is all about, take a moment to explain it, if you would.
Sure. It's great to be back on the show. In 2012, the President Obama told the Department of Homeland Security to implement this program that they called DACA, as you say, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And in essence, it said, if you came to the U.S. illegally up to the age of 16 and you met certain other conditions, then administration would promise to give you basically a 2-year administrative amnesty that you could apply for, and it was renewable. And the administration promised that during that period, they wouldn't try to remove you or deport you from the country. But it went even further. It wasn't just a promise not to try to remove folks. He also told DHS, Department of Homeland Security, to give those aliens work permits so they could work officially, and to give them access to government benefits like Social Security and Medicare. And I think now there's probably about 700,000 aliens under it. Initially, there were about 800,000. About 100,000 have dropped off for various reasons. But it was a huge, huge, huge number. And, of course, when the Trump administration came in, Jeff Sessions, the attorney general then, said, well, look, based on other court rulings, this is clearly an unlawful, unconstitutional program, and we need to end it. And naturally, the administration was sued over doing that.
And kind of an aside question, Hans, but I'd like your thoughts on, is it not true that so often when these legal issues come up, the moment someone carries them into the emotional and feelings realm, or, you know, what's quote-unquote fair to these children, the lines become totally blurred and confusion really sets in because then it becomes emotionally toned. We can't possibly take this away from these dear children.
Well, yeah, but that's exactly right. But the way the program has been portrayed is deceptive. I mean, for example, you know, the example that the media and others always use is, oh, you know, these are aliens who came here when they were 2 years old. They don't speak any language but English. It would be a hardship to go back to their country. But remember what I said. You could come here when you were 15 and a half. and you would be eligible for this program. Now, I've got three kids. By the time they were 15 and a half, they had spent 10 years almost in school, spoke English fluently, wrote fluently in English. So if you've got a kid who's almost 16 coming from Mexico, which has the same kind of public schools as us, in fact, they're going to speak and read and write Spanish fluently. And in fact, it was estimated that a large portion of the beneficiaries couldn't speak English. So there was something deceptive about this. But the whole point is that, look, if Congress wanted to create an amnesty program like this, Congress could do it. You know, Congress has 100% constitutional authority over immigration and naturalization. It's just that President Obama could not do it. He doesn't have the power under our immigration laws to do that. And that's the problem with what happened here.
And that's the longstanding and further serious eroding of constitutional government. In other words, yeah. It's not only the fate of these children, but it's what we're doing in eviscerating constitutional law, rule of law and order under the Constitution, right?
Yeah, it is. Now, look, this was a bad decision by the court. It was just legally wrong. And it was Chief Justice Roberts, once again, unfortunately, joining with the four liberal justices. But this has also been, again, misportrayed in the media. You know, a lot of media reports are, oh, see, the Trump administration lost. They can't do this. No, what the judge said, what Judge Roberts said, is, no, the Trump administration can do this. They have the power to end this other program the president set up. But they didn't give, as you said, a sufficient justification for doing so. Now, so they sent it back down to the lower courts, where DHS has another opportunity to come up with a long, lengthy memo saying, well, here's all the reasons why we did this. Although that is a complete waste of time and resources, because as you said, you know, you quoted what Alito and even Thomas said was, look, the program was illegal to start with. You don't need to give a reason for ending an illegal program. But unfortunately, you know, that's what's going to happen.
We're going to come back with more with Hans von Spakovsky, Election Law Reform Initiative, senior legal fellow, of course, at Heritage Foundation. And we'll take a look at this further in a moment. Stay with us.
So I was doing yard work the other day, leaning over a prickly bush, holding a heavy pair of electric hedge trimmers, sweat dripping off of me, and thinking to myself, self, how is it that we've come to loving yard work so much? I think the answer is, aside from being outside in God's handiwork, we love yard work because we love the immediate results and the feeling we get when the job is done. It's Ryan, and at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, helping you with a refinance or cash out refinance is similar. A lot of people don't want to do it because they don't want the short-term sweat. But when you consider that rates are historically low, and when you consider that our company has a direct lender advantage, getting to use its own money within its own walls, and how that often leads to a better rate and monthly savings for you, the end feeling could definitely be worth it. Plus, we'll do most of the hard work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher for life of loan.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1. And hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks began the new week with very modest gains in fairly thin trading. The Dow Jones Industrials today rose 153 points. The S&P 500 edged up 20. And the Nasdaq Composite climbed 110 to earn a fresh closing high back above the 10,000 mark. The standout gainer today, Syntex Technologies. The stock surged 160% on positive test results regarding the virus that causes COVID-19. The company said the virus was inactivated when exposed exposed to its silicon nitrate powder in a controlled laboratory study. Syntex says it'll release more information about the testing data soon. Not taking part in today's advance, American Airlines. Its shares slid nearly 7% after the carrier set a plan to raise $3.5 billion in debt and equity to boost its liquidity and help maintain operations through the pandemic. Rivals Delta and United Airlines were down less than 1%. Again, the Dow up 153. That's your money now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Hey, it's Norm with A-Action Home Services. I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate our electricians' quality workmanship as well as their commitment to customer service. Whether you need an outlet replaced or a new light fixture or ceiling fan hung, all the way to replacing your home's entire electrical system, our master electricians are happy to do it, and they will perform that work with pride. So call us today at 703-922-1900 or visit us online at aactionhomeservices.com. That way you too can say, problem solved.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you feel stuck at home with nothing to do but watch news reports about the coronavirus, you might be creating unhealthy stress for you and others. It's time to change your routine and take a break. Get some exercise, cook a healthy meal, or work on a hobby. Reconnect with friends or family members, online or by phone, and make sure you're getting plenty of rest. Don't let stress overtake you. And remember, together, we'll get through this.
Talking about a very important topic. In fact, we could spend the rest of the show on what the Supreme Court's been up to lately and disappointing to a lot of people in terms of its shift so far to the left on some of these issues, especially in light of those culpable for it, John Roberts, particularly, and Gorsuch, as two cases in point. We're talking with Hans van Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation about the piece he and some colleagues have written recently called DACA Ruling, a Major Mistake, will encourage more unlawful executive action. And Hans, that's what I wanted to pick up on next. You cite Justice Thomas as saying it will hamstring all future agency attempts to undo actions that exceed statutory authority. Take us into that as to the long-term implications of a decision like this by the court.
Well, people need to be reminded that we are not a dictatorship, you know, and the president, while presidents have a lot of authority under the Constitution, they can't just make up the law. You know, that's done by Congress. And when a president issues an executive order, he can only issue something that's within the authority he's already given by the Constitution or by statutes. And that means that an executive order, like I said, it's not a law. It's not permanent. Any other president can immediately void a prior executive order by another that a prior president issued. And yet with this case totally makes that extremely difficult to do. And it's giving a president powers and the federal agencies in the executive branch powers that they don't have under our Constitution and shouldn't have. I mean, look, this means that any agency within the federal government can issue all kinds of regulations that, by the way, can criminalize behavior by the average member of the public or somebody who runs a business, and then getting them to stop, to pull that back when we know they don't have that kind of power, is going to be much, much more difficult.
Well, as you say in the article, this will only encourage more unlawful executive action, circumventing the rule of law and the will of the people as expressed through the legislative branch. And that's what you've just, of course, reiterated right now. But more to the point of what happened back then, this, in fact, as has been pointed out at the outset, was an unlawful move by the Obama administration from start to finish. Maybe asking the moot point now and the obvious one as well as to the answer. Why wasn't it challenged back in his years? And why didn't Congress itself say, hey, you've just usurped a major area of authority of ours?
Well, part of it is political cowardice. But here's what actually happened. Folks, I think, forget. Remember, 2 years later, the president tried to put in a similar program. This one they called DAPA, which stood for Deferred Action for the Parents mm-hmm. of Childhood Arrivals. And it was going to do exactly the same thing for the parents who had illegally brought their kids to the U.S. And it would give them the same thing, a promise that they wouldn't be removed, plus access to government benefits. That program was sued over. Texas and 25 other states sued, saying, hey, the president doesn't have this power. And the courts agreed. The Fifth Circuit, U.S. Court of Appeals, issued an injunction. It was upheld by the Supreme Court. You know, at the time, I kind of wondered, well, why did they also sue about DACA? And I think the reason, Don, is very simple. They didn't want to be seen as attacking kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sued over the program that would have allowed the parents who were responsible for the illegal entry into the U.S. They sued over that, and they got it stopped. But they didn't want to sue over these minors who were getting basically amnesty. Oh, and look, people keep in mind, the vast majority of these beneficiaries, they're all adults. I mean, these aren't the kids getting this. These are all adults who've been in the U.S. for a while.
Well, as we said at the outset, they've played the emotional string and the emotional string on the guitar, yeah. If you will. We can't do this to the kids, but as you say, these are all adults we're talking about. One more quick question on another subject, if I may impose. Of course, one of your many areas of specialty, Hans, is election law reform.
Right.
I'm looking at a piece in the Washington Post a few days ago by Mark Thiessen. President Trump is raising a completely legitimate concern that an unprecedented expansion in the use of mail-in ballots in the 2020 election could lead to voter fraud, but that hasn't stopped his critics from declaring his statements to be false. And then he poses the rhetorical question, really? Talk about your concern over where we may be in November if this thing isn't controlled.
Well, look, it's everything from the fact that, absentee or mail-in ballots are the only kind of ballots that are voted outside the supervision of election officials and outside the observation of poll watchers. And unlike the fact that, look, candidates and party activists, people like that, they're prohibited from electioneering in polling places and pressuring you or intimidating you to vote a particular way. There's nothing that stops that from doing them at your homes. And of the many voter fraud cases we've got in the database we maintain at the Heritage Foundation, the largest number of them are absentee ballot fraud cases. Add on top of that, that even if you don't have fraud going on, even if you don't have intimidation going on, you're basically handing the election over to the U.S. Postal Service. And ask anybody out there, anybody who's listening to your show, how often do they have mail misdelivered to their house? You know, mail meant for somebody else with a different address. How often do they get mail for somebody who maybe used to live at their house or their apartment? That happens to me all the time. And think about the primaries we just held in this area, the D.C. primary, the Maryland primary, and they had huge problems. Why? Because election officials urged people, as many of them, to vote by absentee ballot as possible, and apparently thousands of folks didn't get their absentee ballots because they weren't delivered in the mail in time for the election.
So it's wide open for fraud, either intentional or unintentional.
Exactly right.
Always good to talk with you. Let's follow up on that because we do have the November just months away from us now. But thank you. Always great to have you on the show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Again, Hans van Spakovsky, one of the experts, certainly, among a number over at Heritage Foundation. And you can check their work out at their website, heritage.org, heritage.org.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE. 844-57-BIBLE.
Don Crow here for WAVA and Save the Children. I want to thank you for your help in providing desperately needed food for children right here in the United States who need the daily meals they would ordinarily receive at school and in summer programs, but all of which have been canceled due to COVID-19. Now, our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that need, and it's your gifts that are making the difference. A $1,000 gift will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. $300 will do that for a child for a month. And obviously, anything you can give is going to help us make sure these children get the food they need, food that ordinarily they would be receiving, but aren't able to receive right now due to the pandemic. So would you call 888-884-4836 with your most generous gift right now? That's 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, children.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan, targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. I'll just take this last moment or so of this hour to thank you for what you've been doing in our campaign with Save the Children. I mean, that's literally an effort to provide food for, well, there's 32 million children in the United States that depend on the usual summer school programs and school year programs for their food. And now, of course, COVID-19 has stricken all that right off the table, so to speak. So these kids still need the food. And there are programs in place that will help them, but only if someone like you makes the donations you've been making. So thank you for doing that. John MacArthur said about giving, God made all of his creation to give. He made the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the earth, the plants to give. He also designed his supreme creation, man, to give. But then MacArthur said, fallen man is the most reluctant giver in all of God's creation. I thought, what a powerful, insightful observation. It ought to be top of the list for us as the top of God's creation to be givers at heart. I know many of you are, but if you can help us, and even though you may not feel like it's something you can do a whole lot about, if you could just give a gift of a few dollars, maybe $50, $100 toward our campaign, help feed these kids. The number to call with any amount that you can give is 888-884-4836. Again, toll free, 888-884-4836, or just go online to WAVA.com, enter the keyword children, or click on the Save the Children banner. Thank you.
AactionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Road to Reality with K.P. Yohannan is heard Sundays at 12 noon on life-changing talk radio, WAVA-FM.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.